Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Tuesday, December 1st, the second day of the Hebraic week. Moving forward, we're going to begin working our way into the book of Psalms starting this month. But today, we want to look one more time at Proverbs chapter 1. So, our verses today are Proverbs chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. Starting in verse 32. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. If you have been following along the last few months in this chapter, you'll remember that this is talking about those who rejected wisdom and thus paid the price. In fact, I would encourage a quick listen to the last couple of daily devotions we've done in this chapter. In these last two verses, we see something very telling about those that are being talked about. It says, "For the waywardness of the simple will kill them." The Hebrew word for waywardness is meshuva. You may be familiar with the word teshuva, which means return. It is often used in the essence of repenting, thus returning to Yahweh. Yet, this word for waywardness, meshuva, means away, as in going away, what many would call backsliding. So teshuva means returning to Yahweh, but meshuva means turning away from Yahweh. So in essence, the waywardness or the backsliding of the simple will kill them, implying that these are believers who have let the relationship slide with Yahweh. The next part of the verse says, the complacency of fools will destroy them. The Hebrew word for complacency carries the meaning of tranquility, meaning all is good. So, the tranquility of fools will destroy them. But what is the tranquility of fools? It's quite possibly saying all is good, when in reality, it isn't. It's as if they have let their guard down and stopped watching. But we see that it's backsliding and thinking that all is good when it isn't will be the downfall of these individuals. In closing, it says, "But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." Now we know that this is wisdom talking here, and we know that Yeshua can be personified as wisdom because of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Then we also know that the Lord is the Spirit because of 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18. So in essence, this is wisdom talking. Yeshua is wisdom, and Yeshua is the Spirit. Thus, the Spirit can equal who wisdom is. So this could just as easily be seen as the Spirit talking here. According to these verses, those who listen to the Spirit will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Maybe this is why we see the seven churches in Revelation are told, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So this chapter seems to not be talking about those in the world. It's talking about those who know better, those who know the truth, just as the seven churches in Revelation. But they've allowed themselves to fall back in waywardness, in backsliding. You can't help but wonder if these are those who Yeshua was talking about in Matthew 7:21, people who thought they were in right standing. Matthew 7:21. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" Don't rely on knowledge and rely on works while falling away in complacency. Keep your relationship with the Father the utmost priority in your life. Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout today. Until tomorrow, Shalom.